Hello, this is Brian Grabarski, High School Associate Principal at Wanakee Community High School, and I continue in my process of sharing my impressions, takeaways, and action steps from different sessions that I attended at the 2015 Slate Convention in Wisconsin Dells. Again, it was an excellent conference, and I highly recommend it to anyone that's interested in technology or educational leadership, teacher, educator, administrator, integrator, so many different roles, many different great sessions. That's a credit to the wonderful presenters that I got a chance to see and many that I did not, that they shared such great information. Whenever possible, I've given their contact information and names so that you can follow up. But more information is available, including handouts from different sessions on the website at slatenwi.com. Again, slatenwi.com. If you're interested in following up with me, you can reach me professionally through Wanakee Community High School or on Twitter at Brian Grabs. The third session that I attended at Slate 2015 was concurrent session number 29, Taming Educator Effectiveness, Making EE a Positive Experience for Educators. And it was led by Elizabeth Langer from Beloit Turner with several colleagues as well. The session ended up being more of a share, almost a show and tell type structure. The first part of the presentation, they promoted and offered a lot of examples of different ways that they've used activities, apps, or particular platforms to correspond those activities to different EE domains. And I would say a central kind of a recurring theme in that was the idea of differentiated instruction for students. The majority of those differentiated activities related to literacy. Especially prevalent were some examples of blogging, student writing, but throughout the central theme of offering student a lot of choices was given. Something that was particularly helpful, I found, was they had shared an example via Google of an individual advanced learning plan. And if you go to the slateinwisconsin.com our slatenwi.com website and go to concurrent session number 29. The copy of their handouts is attached and you'll be able to again look for that advanced learning plan. It is a Google form open to anyone that has the link, and I think it would be very helpful. Other resources that they shared were a couple different websites. One is opened.com, again, opened.com, and that's was a K-12 resource library from sponsored by a number of different educational resources and offered categories of information by subject, by standard, by activity. A tremendous amount of resources there. They also previewed teacherpayteacher.com, opportunity for teachers to sell materials to other teachers for their benefit. The different ways that they talked about using this were not generally platform specific. They offered a lot of examples that related to both Apple and PC. But one of the terms that kind of related to the Apple world was the idea of app smashing. And again, that's a term that I had not heard before, but it refers to using multiple apps to create a singular product. And by design, they shared that often they demand or ask students to do different app smash related activities because seldom can they find a single app that can do all of the things that they hope for. And they did often end with a lot of publishing of these products, whether it be to directly to parents or to different digital formats for others to view. Administratively, they had an individual there that shared that they do much of their educator effectiveness work via the Google Classroom. Again, at that point in December, I thought that was a good example or a good solution that many districts have also moved into, including Wanakee Community School District, to try to continue to do our educator effectiveness work, often outside of the TeachGate platform. In terms of action items that I took from the session, as I'd mentioned before, I think the one that I was able to use or share with others that could would be the advanced learning plans. And in particular, I shared that with our Career and Technology Education Department, which is a conglomeration of several different mini departments. But in particular, I found it would be helpful for our tech ed and agriculture mini departments, is that they frequently have a lot of individual students that approach them for independent study contracts, and that we don't have a uniform form that we use to do that. We do have a contract that we ask all the individuals to sign, but this the nice thing about this advanced learning plan is that it has the contract component in a Google form, but it also asks for and allows the individuals to put in more detail about the project itself, and then again is easily organized and kept. In terms of following up on the effectiveness of that implementation, we'll be checking, or I'll be able to check and see how students are performing at the 4, 9, 13, and 18-week marks of next semester. In that, we'll see how the increased communication and transparency of the process will help, again, counselors keep track of how students are performing, assistant principals keep track of that, and also parents and instructional leaders monitor how the students' projects are going and how it corresponds to what they had said they would do. Again, thank you for listening. My impressions of the concurrent session number 29 at Slate 2015, and have a great day.